Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26. A careful examination of this passage of Scripture will identify the nature of a Christian. A Christian is a disciple of Jesus Christ. A disciple follows Christ and imitates the life of Christ. A disciple learns from Christ and lives in obedience to Jesus Christ. A Christian is one who has been taught the Word of God and has been added to the Church of Jesus Christ. Barnabas and Saul had spent a year in Antioch teaching many people. Those who were taught assembled together as the church. When the Apostle Peter preached the gospel on the day of Pentecost, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, Acts 2:41. As Luke continues this narrative, we learn that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, Acts 2:47. Those who were taught received the teaching and were baptized. They became the church. The Lord added them to the church, not many churches, but one church. Salvation is a work of God, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, Colossians 2:12. As God raised up Christ from the dead, so God raises up from the water of baptism the one who receives the gospel which is taught. What do we know? A Christian hears the gospel, receives the gospel by baptism, and is added to the church. A Christian is an individual who has been taught the truth of God, has obeyed the truth of God, and is now in the church. This is the name that God has given to the disciple of God's Son. God had spoken through the prophet Isaiah many centuries before concerning this worthy name that would be given to the followers of Jesus Christ. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name, Isaiah 62:2. The prophecy of preaching to the Gentiles is fulfilled in Peter's preaching to the house of Cornelius. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God, Acts 11:1. Now God has given this new name to his people, Christian. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.